Hey guys, it's Helica.
And it's Maddie.
And this is
From How They Came. From How They Came.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Again.
Oh my God.
All right. Hey guys.
Hello.
What's up? How's it going?
It's been a long day already.
Oh my God. Should we tell them?
Oh God. That we're idiots? Yeah.
I'm an idiot. You're not an idiot. I'm the idiot. I couldn't figure out how to get sound out on GarageBand. Everything else was working but GarageBand.
So we called Apple support. Isn't that Apple Mac
Apple
support?
Care.
Yes, Apple Care. We called them and we were on hold for what, like 15 minutes?
Dude, too long.
Too.
And then he finally came on.
For them to say
on.
Like one thing and...
It's working now. Thank you. I forgot your name.
Bless.
Bless support. Up. Bless. More Apple Care, more yes. Like bless support.
Bless support. Thank you.
Bless care. Wow.
I owe them my life.
Really, though, poor you. I looked over at you and you were just done.
I was over.
She was just like, can he just hurry up? Can
so
we just start recording?
We woke up pretty early for this. Well, and Helica did. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not much
of
a morning
her.
Person.
I called her and I was like, hey.
I put my alarm.
Are you up?
I told you. I swear I put my alarm. And
no,
maybe
didn't.
I put 9 p.m. instead of 9 a.m.
Dude, it's going to go off when you're getting ready for bed. When you're getting ready to go out.
Ready to go out. Well, I need it to remind me that I'm going out.
Remember to set your alarms.
When the homie's on the way.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're here with our breakfast tacos in our Big Red.
Hey.
And my mind just went blank.
It's okay. Mine did too. That's why I asked you.
I'm
what do you want to
talk
about?
It's been a long morning.
Yeah. Oh my God. I tried ordering tacos this morning.
Oh my God.
The four lady.
I call it the taco lady.
The taco lady. I was telling her what I wanted, and I just kept going back and forth between
I
what I was
one
trying
point
to
you
say.
Said six tacos, and I was like,
yeah.
Excuse me?
I was like, can I get six bacon, egg, and cheeses? And then I think it was just like the constant like trying to say it, like bacon, egg, and cheese,
yeah.
Bean, cheese, and bacon, potato, egg, and cheese.
Egg and bacon, and then you said bacon and egg. So the same taco?
Does it? So you want the same exact?
So you want
taco?
It in a different order?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting over being sick. Still.
Yes. So how was your week?
Oh, my week. Oh, okay. So I wanna apologize from myself because we were supposed to record last week and we didn't because I was sick, like dying sick. Mm-hmm. I was sweating. I was super sweaty,
no.
More sweaty than I usually am.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was because it was like I had the flu, but I also had allergies at the same exact time.
Oh my God.
But this happens to me every single year around this time, right before summertime. And during summer, I get the summer fever,
like a
legit fever.
Holy shit. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Ooh.
If you need anything, please let me know.
Yeah,
that's
but
intense.
I feel better. I just have like a cough. A little TMI, but a little flimma.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's going away.
So sorry if you hear a little throughout this podcast.
That's me.
That's this. And Helica.
Dying.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal. What about you? How was your week?
Ooh, it's been stressful.
Tell me about it.
Honestly,
sis.
It's not even stressful. It's just me overloading with my own stress. What's been going on? Just school. Work. I think April was just a hard month in general.
It's me.
When it came. Oh.
<You're> like, oh.
I'm like, May, it's been a long month already.
Yeah.
It's
dude.
What, 3 days in? No, April is just a tough month, I think.
Yeah.
With work. And we have these. So I work at a call center, of course.
Everybody
in their 20s has to at least work at a call center at one point.
For real.
And we have a talk time to meet, which is about under 2 minutes and some 48 seconds, I believe. They bumped it up. Well, a lot of people didn't make it. And, you know, everybody's stressed because if you don't make it, you get written up. You get what they call coaching. They pretty much have to watch you and monitor you, which is, yeah, okay, whatever. But April was just a hard month, so a lot of people went over it. A lot of people didn't make that call time, so it's just...
Sorry.
So it's just... It was tough to keep up.
Yeah, no. I definitely understand. I work, if you know, at a call center as well. Yeah. We work at two different call centers. To be honest, I like coaching. Mm-hmm. Tell me what...
Do you like doing the coaching or being the coach?
I mean, I've never had to do the coaching. Mm-hmm. I've always been...
The coach?
No. No, I've always had to receive the coaching.
Receive, oh.
Yeah, I don't give it. I receive it.
Okay. She's a receiver.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't mind it. I think, like, anytime I need to improve myself, definitely tell me. There's times where I'm just like, okay, I don't agree, but, mm-hmm. I mean, it's whatever. Cool. But it's never even from, like, who's coaching me. It's from what other people are telling me.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, my teammates. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, definitely.
If it's
definitely,
that, I don't mind at all because they're giving me, like, a heads up. But if it's, like, my manager, then that's when it gets more, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I like that part of me, girls. Don't look at me.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. But, I mean, May it's going to be your month.
May.
I feel it.
May it be my month.
I feel it in my bones. You feel it? And my muscles.
Oh, we're already 4 days in. I was wrong.
May the fourth be with you.
Oh, that's right.
And also with you.
Thank you.
We raise up our hearts or something. I don't remember.
Don't we take a kneel?
To church in a while.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Someone asked me, they were like, what is that thing you do on Sundays? You get up early in the morning. And I was all, go to church, bitch. And they're like, yeah.
Go to the church.
I'm like, girl, I'm not talking about us. I don't know what I'm talking about, but, you know, church.
Gonna go get mimosas. I'm talking about brunch, baby.
I think it's brunch. God. Oh, I love brunch.
What's that thing?
What was
That's funny. Oh, my God. I've done that before. I was like, what's that thing?
You do with the kneeling and the praying.
That actually reminds me of a post that I saw a long time ago. It was like, what's that feeling? Or no, oh my God, it's going to bug me. Here we go again with not knowing what I'm talking about.
Part five of the day.
Oh, really though, the part of the podcast where Angelica can't explain herself because her mind's going in 20 different directions.
Are you a Star Wars fan? I just had to ask. You say okay.
No.
She's saying no.
Mm. No, I've never.
I don't know about this podcast anymore.
My best friend.
Yeah.
Leanna, shout out to Leanna. I don't know if she listens to my podcast, but.
She's not anymore because you're not a Star Wars fan.
No, she loves Star Wars. No. I was about to say my other best friend, but no, she likes Harry Potter. I like Supernatural. I'm more of a Supernatural kind of girl.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I want to do this podcast anymore.
I had to put it out
there. Girl, I'm going to put you on.
Oh, God. I'm being put on.
I was telling her earlier how I went to ACL and I actually met Jensen Ackles, who plays
Dean.
I
know who that is. Yes, I'm
aware.
I know who that is.
Do you know his family or like him and some friends
are
have
they from Texas?
A brewery in Austin.
What?
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Let's go.
You said brewery? I'm down. I don't care where it's at.
Yeah, no, it's called Family Brewery.
That sounds
like
so wholesome.
It's like craft beer.
Okay.
It's like dark beer. Mm. I'm not a big fan of craft, but I mean, if it's for him, I'm willing to try it.
Honestly, there's some craft beer that are kind of fruity, and that's like just the fruity in me that likes the fruity.
The fruity in me. Oh my God.
The sweet and fruity in me that enjoys that as well. But I do like to try to be really manly about it with the craft beer.
I don't know, man.
It hurts sometimes.
I don't like IPAs.
What?
We're
just putting ourselves on blast right now. No one's going to listen to us by the end of this.
I mean, if you want to put us on to some good
IPA, recommend some good craft beer.
Craft beer.
Honestly, that would change Angelica's like, mind in my mind.
Exactly. I mean, I'm willing to drink it while we're sitting here on a lovely Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Maybe
dude.
Now I'll be a morning person.
Hey, I'll wake up for that beer.
For real.
That we sound like alcoholics. Oh my God. If you know someone who's an alcoholic, please help them.
Can we just do a beer podcast?
I actually thought about that.
Oh my God.
No lie, but I mean.
I wonder how many times you can mention Lone Star, though. Yeah, I love Lone Star.
Oh, my God. I know you do. I don't know why.
Yeah, me either.
Someone told me the other day that they only drink Lone Star when they go out. And I was like, how old are you?
Well.
No shade, no tea to anyone who likes.
I have those nights where, like, you know, I'm on a budget. So Lone Star it is, you know.
I'd rather drink,
I roll up with $5. Mm.
I'd rather drink PBR.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, yeah.
PBR over anything.
Mm. I like to mix it up. Yeah. I have like me a Tecate night. I have a Shiner night.
Not
just maybe both in one night. You know, you never know. Yeah. Never know.
I had a Tecate the other night and I was not feeling it.
Really?
I don't really drink as much. Remember, I was always drinking.
Now I feel like the alcoholic.
You're not an alcoholic. I would tell you. I would.
Thank you.
I would try to help you. I really would.
I appreciate
I'd
that.
I'd be like, listen, Mad. I'm going to call you Mad.
That's.
Mad.
All right. Oh, my God. I have a smack story on that name.
What?
There was this girl in middle school, and she was this really, I don't know, the style of, like, preppy. She had a little bit of hood in her. She was cool.
She's,
yeah.
I mean, she's from the South Side. Yes, you have to be hood.
She was cool. She was pretty cool. And she was like, you know, what's your, and, like, all in my face, like, what's your name? And I was like, it's Madeline or Maddie, like, whichever you'd prefer. And she goes, so why do you have Mad in your name? She goes, you always mad, huh? And I was all, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. My mom just knew.
Yeah, they knew.
So, but you got mad in your name. You always mad?
She was all, is it because you're always mad? And, like, to that day, she basically, she did that, and she just never, after that, I think she just called me. I don't even know. I don't even think she remembered my name, but she's like, cool.
There goes that girl that's always mad. I can't remember her name.
There's Mad again, being mad. Oh, God. Middle school's like a whole nother world.
I know. Did you speak?
Did I just open
which,
something up? Yeah.
Damn, we're going to keep going back and forth just fucking talking. So, I graduated in 2013, right?
Damn. I was like 1 year after you.
Did you? Were you?
2014.
2014?
Yeah.
All right. So, it's 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I realized 2023 is going to be my 10-year anniversary that I graduated.
Ooh.
They better not have a fucking high school reunion because I
would
will
you
not
ever
go.
You ever? You would never go?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't really. I mean, I still talk to people from high school.
Yeah.
Like, my best friends were my high school best friends. I mean, I'll occasionally, like, hit up people. Like, if I see them prospering in life, like, I hit them up and I'm like, hey,
like,
I
good
see
job.
You. Yeah. I see you. Like, there's this one girl that I was friends with in high school, and she's always wanted to be, like, an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Channy. She probably doesn't listen to my podcast either, but shout out to you, babe. I always hit her up when I see that she's doing good. She has her own fashion line thing.
Okay.
She's very, like, her graphic design work is, like, through the fucking roof. I'm going to have to show you some of her stuff later.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
She is on top of the fucking world.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, so, like I said, like, I hit up people. So I really wouldn't care about going all the way back to little ass town that I grew up in.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of people don't really go to their high school reunions as much as...
Unless you're Drake and you have to get up.
That is true, yeah. I mean, if I were Drake, I would make... I think I would make it known that I was Drake. And
hello, it's me, Drake.
Hey, Drake.
It's Drake.
Speaking of Drake, he needs to calm down. Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
What do you mean?
He just
needs to... Tell me. What?
He's just out here being Drake.
I saw him, like follow Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, you need to leave her alone.
Yeah, I was like, Drake, just... Everybody's all, you need to hit up someone your own age eventually.
How old is Meg? Is she our age?
No, I don't know, but there was, I think a Game of Thrones character. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Wait, what?
I don't know what's going on.
What
happened? There was someone else he hit up, but I think it was from someone from Game of Thrones.
The little one?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know her actual name. Yeah, I haven't had time to watch it. I really want to get into that, by the way. I'm not hating on it
or anything, but...
You're
on your own.
Source. No, yeah.
Oh, shit. She's younger than me.
How does she?
She's 24.
Exactly. Whoa.
February 15th, 1995. Bitch. That's a grown-ass woman.
Grown-ass woman.
No. Bitch, she older than me.
I've listened to her music. You know, I'm just behind on a lot right now.
You don't listen to Megan?
I've listened to a song, but I won't say that.
Okay. We're pausing real quick, and I'm going to show her some music real quick.
Oh, my.
Thank you. So what'd you think?
I like it. I wanted to throw it back at one point.
Oh my god.
I wanted to throw it in all sorts of different directions.
Put it in a circle.
Yeah. I like it.
I fuck with it. Mm-hmm. I love her. I would do anything for her. I don't remember what we were talking about earlier though, because oh my I god. Got too into wanting to mm-hmm. hurry up and show you her.
No, but I stan.
You stan.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
All right. You heard it here first. Maddie.
Next time I'm gonna come in a shirt.
It's gonna have her her face on it. It's gonna have her ass on it. Hey.
Don't
if you
tempt
make
me.
One, if
Don't
you make tempt. One, give me one.
All right, that's gonna be our first line of merch.
Hey, just that.
Yeah.
And underneath her booty, it's gonna say "From Hell They Came."
Oh my podcast. God! Throw it back. Throw it back for the podcast.
Fuck with it. I also wanted to give a shout out to a fellow, well, two fellow podcasters, mm-hmm. two beautiful women.
Mm-hmm. In general, though, beautiful women. Women are beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're women. They're beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're local. Toast and Honey.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fellow podcasters, Regina and Kayla. They're amazing. They're hilarious. On the podcast, off the podcast. I don't know.
They're just really great people. I think they're doing meetups now. Did you see that?
Yes,
I think
yeah.
I was really sad because I wanted to go, but it was on a Thursday mm-hmm. night.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I have work. But I think they're also starting to do brunch on Sundays.
Yes, they
so
are.
So I really want to.
Yes, they are. Let me, I can actually pull that up. Let me pull it up real quick.
Yes.
Real fast.
They're really great people.
They're so sweet. They're, like I said, they're hilarious on the podcast, off the podcast. Mm-hmm. I love them. Their energy is really contagious. Like, seriously. I just burped. Excuse me. Sorry.
How's that big red hitting?
It is. Okay. Ooh. So Toast and Honey presents Last Sunday Brunch. So I'm assuming it's every last Sunday.
Every last Sunday. Ooh. I gotta mark that down.
See. Yeah. Monthly ladies, Sunday brunch going for a while. It's a way to mingle, make new friends, and or enjoy mimosas and delicious food with old ones. We plan on meeting at a different bar or restaurant the last Sunday of every month. You can bring a friend or come alone. Everyone is invited. We do ask that you RSVP, though, and note if you'll Ooh. Be bringing someone so we can get enough seating. That's yes. for the brunch. Now, like we said,
I
they're also doing, like, Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. This is so cute. I fucking love them so much. You have
We're
no
so
idea.
Hyping them up. But
I love
so great.
Them. They're amazing. The one thing is, on their Thirsty Thursdays, they meet at Rumble.
Rumble? I like it there. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my go-to,
but... I just don't like
but...
how expensive it is.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah. But, I mean, other than that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I fucks with
I
it.
Mean, I would go with for them. That's how much...
Yeah, I would only go
I
for
love them.
Them. If you go to our Instagram... there's an area that says shout outs. If you click that, they're the first post.
Mm-hmm.
That's their Toast and Honey podcast. They literally talk about everything.
Everything you could think of, they'll talk about.
Yeah. Like their literal, like, what is this description on their Instagram is a few large and in charge Texas gals talking about the things we love and
relatable
while making you pee your pants. Really? Yeah, but y'all should definitely check them out. Like we said, they're
I don't
hilarious.
Think we stressed it enough, though. Did y'all need to check them
did
out.
I
y'all will check them out.
Did I tell y'all to check them out?
We need to, y'all need to check them out.
Check them out.
You like a little whoop?
I fuck with it. I love it.
Oh, we didn't even get to the second one. Or did you say that? Beautiful women, right?
Beautiful women.
Are they really called beautiful women? That's the podcast?
No.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Because you guys said beautiful women. But that you're just saying that they are beautiful
they
women.
They are beautiful
Oh,
women.
Okay. I thought that was like
there's
one
another
of
podcast that oh. we could talk about. Fuck. I wish there was a podcast called Beautiful Women.
I know. I thought you had men. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Okay.
A podcast
mm-hmm.
called Beautiful Women. Their theme song, Beautiful People, but
oh my God.
They're saying
Stop
women,
it.
Stop beautiful it. Women. Which I'd listen.
Oh my god, it's been such a long day for the both of us.
I'd listen.
just for that intro, and then that, we can stop listening.
It's like Two Girls, One Ghost. I don't know if y'all know about them.
Oh yeah, shout out to them.
They're
more of a well-known, of course, podcast,
very
well-known. But they're really good.
One day we'll be as cool as them. One day. Fingers crossed. yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Let's see. I already complained about my week. What else can I complain about?
We should have, like, a name for that. Like, you know.
Complaining hour. No, because that would be, like, the whole podcast. Just us complaining about it for about four, up to 4 hours.
That's literally right now, yeah. Dude. We'll come up with a title for that.
A complaining section.
And, like, a section where we shout out people.
And we would love to hear about your complaints as well. Honestly.
Oh my God, yes. Tell me what's going on. I really want to know for real. The last episode, we joked about how people come up to us at the bar and start telling us, like, literally, mm-hmm. If you want to email us about what's going on in your life, dude, we'll talk about
definitely.
It.
Yeah, definitely.
We're here for y'all. Like, we
open
care.
Arms. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
With arms wide open.
What song is that?
Creed.
Okay. I'm going to stop recording now. Goodbye.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into it. So today we're going to we both have urban legends that we want to talk about. With that being said, if y'all have any suggestions or any topics y'all want us to bring up, you could always hit us up. Anything from whatever it is, whatever topic, you just let us know.
Yeah, we're always happy to take any kind of requests. I'm always asking people, hey, do you know what you want us to talk about? Like, if you have
ideas, tell me about your traumatizing childhood. That's fine, we'll talk about it.
If it brings up aliens, even better. Like, we'll talk about aliens on that.
You've been abducted once, bitch. I want to know. I really want to know that story.
Please tell me.
Today I picked my story. I think it's one of those. I think everybody's heard the story at least once. It's based in Mexico. Chihuahua, Mexico. Am I saying that right?
Chihuahua,
Mexico. Okay. I was making sure. It's just one of those
right?
Where am I saying that right?
There's a lot of use in it.
Yeah,
so
that's why I was like, oh, what is that?
I'm excited to find out what you're talking about.
I don't know. When I had chose it, I was like, man, this is really short, but I chose it because at one point I heard it growing up and I was just wanting to touch more base with this one. But yeah, it's really interesting. This one's called La Pascualita. Pretty sure not saying that right.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of it?
No.
Oh, well, you're about to.
Hey.
Stop. Okay. It's about a 80-year-old mannequin. That's so lifelike.
Oh my God, I know this one.
You know this one?
Yes.
See, everybody's.
Oh my God.
At least, I think I'm pretty sure I need one
chills.
Person. Yes. That's why I was like, fuck, I want to do this one. I just wanted to research it to make myself research it for my own. And, of course, just to share with y'all.
Oh, I have chills already.
So, about the years, though, I've read, like, she's been out there for 90 years. I've read 70, 75 years. But this one, I did 80 because he rounded up, whatever.
Rounded in the middle somewhere.
So, about 80-year-old. 80 to 90-year-old. Mannequin is so lifelike, it is believed to be an embalmed corpse. And, again, it's in Chihuahua, Mexico. It says here that there's a rumor within the, I believe I heard it was west of downtown, that the clothing dummy is a well-preserved corpse of the owner's daughter. And the owner, her name is Pascuala Esparz. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Again.
It's okay.
I was like, I feel like there should be an A at the end of that last name, but then again, I don't know. Well, she had a daughter, and her daughter, of course, passed away. The cause of death was that she died from a black widow bite just before her own wedding. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
But
it always happens to, like, the ones who are about to get married.
Yeah.
Like, she got bit by a spider.
Who would have known, like, a spider? Like, that's the way to go, man.
The ones that, like, crawl into your mouth when you're sleeping.
Oh, my God. That's, like, my biggest fear. Or a roach. Oh my God, one time I woke up to a roach on me and I just, like, straight up threw it across the room, closed my door, and went to go sleep on the couch.
There was one time my mom said she was sleeping in her bed and she felt something hit her face. And when she woke up, she was like, what was that? And, like, she, like, pushed by her face. It was a fucking roach! Oh my God. Oh.
Roaches are the fucking devil.
They are. They're literally get me disgusting. Like, I have chills down my back.
I have a story.
I want to hear it.
Oh my
Pause.
God. Is that even.
Pause that story.
It's a roach story. So I fucking hate roaches. And of course, I have a friend.
Do they collect
Gabby.
Them? Gabby, what?
Threw a roach at me when, when
Ew,
we were
she
just
picked
like.
It up?
I think she got like by the napkin or something. But still, like, so, like to throw it away, and then she like threw it at me, and
she's
I like,
you know what?
After that, I wanted to kick her ass. And I think to this day, I still want to kick her ass for that.
Oh my god!
Shout out to Gabby.
Oh my god!
Revolt Team Reviews.
No. Ew. Do you want to know the most satisfying thing I've ever done to a roach?
No. I'm kind of concerned.
Actually, I have two things.
Oh god, what's going on?
First story, mm-hmm. and then we can go back to so after my second story, we'll go back to your story.
Okay, good.
So. There was one time, was it a spider or was it a roach? Oh my god. I don't even know.
Well, yeah, it crawls. They all look the same.
They all look the same. They all are disgusting. Either which way, I don't know if it was I want to say it was a spider. Me and my best friend were at her house. My friend Leanna, the one I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was by her front door. And something told this girl to pour acetone on it.
No one told this girl to pour acetone.
I think I told her to pour acetone. Oh my god. Because I was like, pour something on it, kill it, kill it. And you know what she did?
Can it grow larger? What did she do?
She set it on fire.
Oh, my God.
And everywhere that it was crawling caught on fire. We've never told her grandparents. Oh,
did it like come in the house or was it like outside?
It was inside the house. It was like inside the front door.
Did it leave like markings or anything?
Yeah, there's like a black burn on the door. We wiped it off as much as we could.
Yeah.
We never told her grandparents. I don't know if she, I mean, I never did. I don't know if she ever did. But the thought that, like, she was like, I'm going to pour acetone on it. Now I'm going to set it on fire.
Oh, my God.
It just, it literally almost engulfed, like, everything.
The house, yeah.
Yeah, like, we almost died because
cause of fire.
Because
kill
we
an
wanted
insect. There's
we
a spider.
We wanted to set a spider on fire. Okay.
The firefighters would have been like, you know, that's understandable.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I definitely understand. I would have done the same. My wife would have done the same. No.
You can't just throw a shoe at it anyway. You have to set it on fire.
Anyways.
What if that was like the new thing to get rid of insects is like shoot it on fire or like
I've always
shoot
just
it on fire.
It.
I mean, shoot it, put it on fire.
Put it on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do that already?
I used to with roly-polies. Oh, I love roly-polies.
Oh,
but
they don't do anything.
They don't. I know. But I was a weird kid. It was just,
I can see
yeah.
it.
Thank you.
No, but the... But so we can hurry up and go back to the story.
Anyways.
There was a time when I heard a roach, like, in the bathroom mm-hmm. at back home.
And,
you know, like, the big paddled brushes. Like, the big
ooh,
one.
Yeah, that makes, like, all that noise. And
it's, like, the back.
Yeah, like, smooth. Mm.
I took that brush. Mm-hmm. I saw that roach within the shower curtain.
You said post
up? I swung it.
Oh.
And I heard it go, like, smack it. And then smack into the wall and then hit the
oh
tub.
My god.
And I was like, yeah, sucker. Oh, my God. That
the
was
roach comes back and throws it back.
It was the most satisfying feeling ever to hear the smack of the roach hitting the back of the brush, hitting the wall of the shower, hitting the floor of the shower. And I wonder if that's how parents feel when they whoop us.
When they smack us.
Pa. That bah, felt bah, so good. Bah, bah, bah. Okay, go back
okay,
to your story.
Back to the story. Our segment on roaches.
Thank
fuck
you.
Roaches. Anyways.
Fuck you, roaches.
So her cause of death was, let's see, by a spider bite, and it was specifically a black widow. Have you seen those at all?
A black widow?
Yeah.
Don't they have the red on the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're like really, they got that bubble butt going on with the black red on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really scary. I've seen one. It was small, and I was like, I'm out.
I'm about to go into a story, but I changed my mind.
Again, with everything.
Go on.
Okay. So they first put her, this mannequin, on display on the 25th of March, 1930, wearing a gown for their spring-summer collection. It says here that the locals in the area, it struck them on how real the mannequin looked
mm-hmm.
Because many resembled that it resembled the owner's daughter. It says here that she denied it, and she was like, no, that's not, of course, that's not true. But by the time the owner could get her side of the story out, locals were like, nope, it's true. Like, that's a daughter. Like, you killed you.
Yeah.
You preserved her daughter.
Jesus Christ.
So no one was believing her about it. There's been rumors that the mannequin slash embalmed daughter changes her position when no one is looking. Over the years, customers have claimed that the eyes follow them as they walk in or around the store, that they turn around to find her suddenly in a different position.
Like,
I have a story on this,
like,
as well.
Like her arms, like her
head. It does say specifically, I don't think it would be like that dramatic of like a turn, like
Just looking over her shoulder.
Do that little with the sunglasses looking down, like, checking them out. I think it was maybe just like a head nod or maybe like just like a different switch in like your body position. Yeah, like a little switch up.
What's your story?
This reminds me of when I worked at the wax museum downtown.
You worked at the wax
museum? Yes, you never knew this?
No.
Yeah, I was there for like 3 years.
Oh, shit. Did you see them move?
No, I didn't see them personally when they moved, but I had coworkers who would tell me stories about specifically Cinderella in our fairy tale section. That supposedly she moved her head. And she was this creepy in general.
Stop,
like just
I'm having chills.
And it's funny because when you go into that section, you kind of just feel like eerie. And
get
you
that
just
feeling.
Yeah, like she's watching you. And it specifically her. Like nobody else. It's just her.
She's doing the glasses.
Yeah, she's
at
either
you.
Judging you, judging that outfit. I don't know what she's doing, but yeah.
I don't think I know for a fact I've never been.
Oh, I gotta take you. I could still go. I didn't leave on bad terms or anything, but
Bet.
We should go.
Let's go. I've always wanted.
And he
to
wants
go.
To join us to the wax museum. Let me know.
We're having our annual
meetups,
our monthly
on
meetup.
Ripley's downtown, and the snack area.
Hey, turn up! You have to pay for yourself.
I have more stories on that, but
we'll talk about that later on a different.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that when we're done because I'm
definitely
really interested.
Okay, so this story kind of just reminded me of that because I was like, okay, I kind of have like that same. Personal thing, like, oh, I feel like it's looking at me. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's changing directions.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was a quote that I found from one of the shop owners. Not the shop owners, a shop worker that worked there at the shop. It says here that her name was Sonia. Her last name is Bursiaga. She changes the dummy's outfit. She stayed twice a week. She also stated that every time that she went near the mannequin that her hands break out in a sweat. Because of how real the hands look on the mannequin, that they look very realistic. She said down to the varicose veins on her legs that she stated that she believes it's a real person. And even on close inspection, you notice the skin, the hands, again, the varicose veins, and the hair do look extremely, like, real. And on the website I would go to, it had pictures, and it looks real. Like, I've never seen a mannequin this, like,
realistic,
detailed. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even imagine, like, looking and you said sweat?
No, she would break out in sweat. Like, the shop owner, the shop worker, she would get so nervous about switching, like, her outfits or, like, her little
Dude, what would you do if, hypothetically, that was you? You were that shop worker.
Hell
and
no.
You were changing her clothes.
That's where I put my 2 weeks in. But, like, it's so, like, the comparison.
I'm so scared. Oh, my God. I'm so scared. Hold on.
Okay, take your time. I understand.
Oh my God.
Let me know.
Her face.
Let me know when you're ready.
Before you turned it, her face looked like the lady.
Okay, I have
a
picture of
country.
Her hands. I think this would be
oh
better.
Oh my God, I got chills.
It's her hands. She look how real. Yeah.
My God.
Like her nails under her nail beds. It just has like black and
real.
Just yeah.
The veins y todo, man.
I know.
I know.
And then do you want to see like
I want to see her face, the comparison. I'm scared, but I'm ready.
Let me pull some.
I think I'm ready. Oh, my God. Show me.
Are you sure?
Show me. Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
Here you go. A little bit. I feel like the mannequin's a little more, like, on the eyes. It's
the mannequin's face looks like a mannequin face.
Yeah. Like, the face, I think, looks normal. But I think when it comes down to, like,
the hands.
And, like, the legs.
I want to see them legs.
Them legs. I don't think... I didn't find, actually, a picture on the legs. I don't want to Google specifically legs because I don't know what's going to pop up. The I'm feeling lucky category. Yeah, let's not do that right now.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so, like, just from their hands, yeah. And there was... I wrote a little
They're
side
sweaty.
Note. My hands are the same. My hands are always sweaty. There's a side note that I actually found really weird about the urban legend is that according to this version of the story, supposedly a French magician becomes so stunned or what is it?
Infatuated?
Yeah, infatuated by the bridal mannequin that he would visit her window each night and bring her to life, dancing with her, bringing her around the town before running... before pretty much returning her back to the storefront each morning.
Okay, so kind of like he brought her to life.
Yeah. That was like a little side note that I read about the urban legend. So I thought that was pretty
I think
sweet.
That's sweet, but also
I'd watch that
weird.
If it was like a movie. Mm-hmm.
Like, please don't touch my daughter if that is my daughter.
Yeah. I don't care what you are, what kind of magician, don't touch her.
You a freak.
And
freak.
I also just have like a noted of like the debunk of it. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I think the story is kind of like, well, what do you think? Do you think it's real?
Yeah.
Or do you just like, nah, that's complete BS?
That's a good topic story idea. I like that.
Writing this down. And the debunk part, it was saying that you know, over the years that there have been famous corpses that they want to get embalmed and for them to have like be in a certain position, you know, like just mummies or just what is it called? Like to remain in like good condition and to still be presented. Or like there's like some leader, world leader that did that. I think it was Kim Jong or something. He wanted his corpse reserved, so he's still, I don't think he's buried or like anything. Like,
oh, Kim Jong Un's dad?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that dude. Oh, Lenin. He was like a Russian leader at some point, I believe.
Lenin.
L E N I N. Not John.
I thought it was like Lenin.
I was like, no.
He was not. He was a beetle. How
he was a
you?
Beetle. He was literally a beetle. Yeah, like a couple of this world famous people leaders, and they all, some of them have done that, and I'm like, that's kind of scary, but okay.
Yeah, like you remember when people said that Walt Disney, like,
oh yeah, did like, he do it too?
Froze himself?
Yeah, dude,
that's not true though. That's been debunked.
Can we have that option?
I would be down. I actually think they do that, but.
I think of like some Futurama shit.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
It's literally what I think about.
And then it just talked about like the climate, that if it's in a dry, arid environment, it has a longer chance of lasting. Mm-hmm. For example, Egyptian mummies. And that because it's location in Chihuahua, Mexico, it lies on the western side of the Chihuahuan desert. And as much, it has pretty much moisture that it can keep a corpse embalmed.
I'm going to have to ask my tío. My dad's sister, her husband is from Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to ask
Yes,
him.
And I wanted to see, like, and I was trying to find any, like, if anyone's ever actually been to the shop or
I'm gonna ask
in
him.
That area. Yeah, ask him. Ask
I'll
him. Because
you know.
I was trying to look and I couldn't find anything. And then it goes back to the facial features that when you embalm a person, the lips and eyelids, that their lips and eyelids were noticeably dry out. In quotations, that they were thought to act like a piece of beef jerky, and all that moisture will leave the tissue, leaving it shrunken and wrinkled. So if it were a real person, the features would noticeably dry out. Let's see here.
I like beef jerky.
So, I don't, like, yeah, basically this is just like debunking it, making it like, if it was, then no.
Yeah.
And then they even said like 75 or 90, 80 years that it was out there, like something like there's another article I read that you need like a team of people who know what they're doing to like freshly, like if it wasn't an embalmed corpse, they wouldn't like, keep up with it.
Yeah.
And the owner, like, you know, we don't have that. She was like, no, like
she's like, I'm broke.
Yeah. But then it talked about the debunk, and even the guy who was doing the debunking, they brought up the hands too, of how they're like, I don't know about the hands because of how realistic it looks. So
yeah.
They pretty much described everything from like the like head to the toes, but just when it comes back to the hands, they're like, we don't know. Like, it looks too real.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I was like, well, I guess we just gotta go look. Let's go shopping in Mexico.
Let's take
for
a trip to
Prado. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm down. Even if it's like, I don't think it's real, honestly, but.
You don't?
I would love to go see it.
Why don't you think it's real?
I guess the debunk part really was like, okay, yeah, like that's true, but
yeah,
it could be real. I was saying it's not.
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's not, but I don't know.
I think I would need more convincing.
Yeah, maybe like if you went and like actually,
yeah, if I saw it in person, yeah,
or something,
then I'd be like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, like this bitch is real.
That would be my reaction's like, what the fuck, holy shit.
I don't know, man. I genuinely don't think her parents would have done that.
Yeah. But I mean, you don't know how twisted people can
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it all comes back down to. It's like, you don't know. Do they have.
I'd be pretty pissed if my mom did that to me.
I would.
But I think I'd find it funny.
And fight my mom. I'd be like, let me live. I mean, let me rest, not live.
I'm like, please.
Please
let
me
go.
Die. Yeah. Is that it?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm done.
And that's
I'm like
story.
On Twitter now. I'm just scrolling.
Up, like, I'm just, are you done? Are you writing something else? All right,
I'm just
cool.
looking at my apps.
Awesome. Okay. Oh my God. All right. So today I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
Black eyed children.
White chicks. You want to talk about my. Continue.
All
I'll
right.
stop looking at you.
Stop, please. All right. We're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about black eyed children. Do you know what they are?
I have an idea.
Tell me. What do you think
children
they are?
Children with black eyes.
Ding, ding, ding.
I briefly read about them, but I don't know the origin or as to what, where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. Yeah, you'll definitely say that after I start Ooh. Reading about them and everything. Black-eyed children, I do not fuck around when it comes to them. Mm-hmm. I was very...
Oh, so what made you want to do this topic?
Like, I love hearing about it, mm-hmm. but, like, it does keep me up at night. Like, you know, some people, yeah. aliens keep them up at mm-hmm. night, a.k.a. Josh. Josh is like that. But no, black eyed kids is like my thing that like will keep me up at night. I'll think about it.
What is it about them? Just like, just everything?
The mystery of not knowing yeah. what they are. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely get into that further. Well, not even that in depth. I will definitely want to come back to this topic
yeah.
because I'm not going to lie. My notes, my stories kind of suck. I'm not going to like, not that them yeah. themselves suck. It's mm-hmm. just. I suck at note taking.
Understandable.
So
yeah, I did mine in just like bulletins. Bulletins
yeah, and it sucks because like we always plan for it, but yeah. when it comes down to it, I'm like
scrambling everything.
I'll get back to that. I'll yeah. get back to that.
Like I think I did it last night at work when I had just brief time between calls. I was like, oh, copy and paste.
Dude, I can't even get on Google.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Like at work?
What yeah,
you
no.
do in your free time.
I can't discuss that on air.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Why haven't you left it? I'm concerned.
All right. So, basically, I have, like, notes on their quote-unquote origin. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, nobody really knows what mm-hmm. they are.
Yeah.
So, they're supposedly of some paranormal creature. Some actually believe that they're aliens of some sort. That's what
I, could see that.
I believe.
Yeah.
Some people believe, like, they're entities.
Entities.
Yeah, that are like stuck here,
okay.
somewhere in the middle. You know, they had never really full on quote unquote passed on.
Mm-hmm.
They're just stuck.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I think they're aliens, like full through and through aliens. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard stories where people believe that there's okay. a story where the alien had sex with the human, and that's where they I are, like half human, half
yeah, I mean,
alien.
You like what you like.
Maddie, stop. You like,
understood.
I mean, you like what you like. That's
yeah,
very
you
true.
Like what you like, you love who you love.
No shade, no tea. Do you? But no, but for real, like yeah. in all honesty, yeah. like it.
So that was one of the origin stories.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird. So they are children between the ages of 6 and 16.
Yes, I read on that as well when. I end up on that weird side of YouTube again.
Oh, I hate that side.
Mainly, yeah, 6 and teenagers, like, never see, like, an adult. And I was like, oh, look at that. That's why they call it black-eyed kids.
Yeah, exactly. They have pale skin and black eyes. Most cases state that before you actually even see the children, you get this uneasy feeling.
Mm.
So, like, let's say, hypothetically, like, me and you are just hanging out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just talking, like, chill. We're doing exactly what we're doing, just
oh,
minus
God.
The mics
yeah.
and recording us.
We did see kids earlier.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
That's a different one.
I know. Same thing.
Yeah, but, like, you get, like, this uneasy feeling, and then you hear the knock at the door.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like mm-hmm. I
it's like a little beat,
like we were doing earlier.
Oh, yeah.
They're said to have existed as early as the 50s.
Really?
Yeah, but most sources actually say that it originated in 1996 mm-hmm. in Abilene, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. It was from a reporter. His name is Brian Bethel. He was on a ghost related like mailing list in the newspaper. I was like, what is that thing called? What is that thing that called that we don't read?
Read?
Nah. So he was to have written a story in his ghost related mailing list that alleged two encounters of the Black Eyed Kids. Mm-hmm. There was also a Kickstarter fund in 2012 for a Black Eyed Kids movie. Oh. In 2013, MSN's Weekly featured reports of the kids that supposedly started the whole internet craze that brought, you know, like Reddit and Creepypasta and that kind of thing. In 2014, in September, this is where it got sort of going towards like the UK. In a British tabloid, it's called Daily Star. They actually ran three front page stories about the sightings. It was supposedly at some haunted pub, Staffordshire. Mm-hmm. It was like all one word. You know, they have those weird names. Sorry.
Something shy. So is it all over the world?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, basically. So
does it say like as to why they choose you or they...
No, nobody like really knows. No? Nobody really knows. See, and that's where I take it back to like it being aliens. Because like when people get abducted, nobody knows why they're being abducted. But for some reason they are. I didn't take notes on this, unfortunately. Hopefully I can like tell the story from the top of my head. But basically,
do they hurt people or no?
That's what I'm getting to. Here's the thing. So supposedly they will knock on your door. They will knock on your car window. They will knock on your house windows. Like any
window,
basically any way for them to quote unquote get in, they'll knock on the door and be like, I need to contact my parents.
To the no, you don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all they say is, can we come in? I need to use your telephone.
The payphone down the street. Here's some change.
Really, though. And it's so scary because all they do is, can I come in? Kind of like that vampires. They can't come in until you give them access. Until you say, yes, you can come in. It's kind of the same thing.
We've told them no.
Always tell them no.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Always tell them no. So I had read a story a long time ago when I had first heard about Black Eyed Kids. I even heard it on a podcast. I cannot remember what podcast it was or I would cite them. But apparently, if you let them in, you kind of get, like, I've heard where people get cancer from them. Like radiation. I was like, what's that word? Radiation. They give off radiation and eventually you die. Not right then and there, obviously, but over time you die. Yeah. And there was a story specifically where these people had actually died from it. They had let them in and they were like, we need to call, we need to use your telegraph. Like not even phone, not cell phone, but your telegraph. We need to use your telegraph. No, you're fine. I'm all into it. I'm like, here's the quote unquote facts.
Yeah.
And they were like, we need to use your telegraph. We need to contact our parents. They get on the phone, literally pick it up, put it back down. They're on their way. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're all like, what the hell? Like these kids, this is fucking weird.
Because I've seen some pictures and they like over dramatic, like they're pale, right? Or like
They're pale with black eyes.
So it's kind of they don't look like ordinary children, and I'm just
not
like,
until they look you in the eyes.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. So most of the time they tend to keep their heads down.
Oh, okay. So
you're not looking at them, or like they'll be turned around. I've heard stories where they'll answer the door and they're talking to them with their backs facing them, or where their heads down and they're just like, "Can we come in? Can we come in?"
Oh, it's fucking scary.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would do if a kid fucking, I don't know what if a regular kid knocked on my door. I'd be like, what the fuck do you want?
I'm a kid too. Like, what the fuck do you want? Like, what are we going
to
do?
I'm a kid who lives on her own. Yeah. Leave me alone. Go back to wherever you came from now and get.
Scat.
Scat.
Get out my lawn.
Yeah, basically. Fuck.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
I don't know how many times you have to stress it.
Fuck them kids. Yeah. But apparently when the quote unquote parents showed up, mm-hmm. they were actually men in black. And that falls back on aliens, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
like legitimately, like men with black suits, black glasses, and just they opened the door and the kids just walked out.
I'm at a loss for words. Do these men in black do anything? Or do
no,
just
they just
come pick up the kids.
They literally come pick them up and they leave.
Sucky. This sounds like a sucky job that they have.
And there's stories where the kids vanish. So that falls back on the whole entity thing. It's so crazy to think that there is this thing, I don't even know, but like this thing that is out there that will not leave you alone until you allow them inside your house. I've heard a story where a lady heard knocking on her glass sliding window, like her patio area.
Ooh, yeah.
She opened up the blinds and there were kids.
Oh, God,
here's the catch.
Oh no.
She was on the third story floor.
Oh.
And there were kids on her patio.
Okay, yeah, let's not.
Right? Yeah, like, no, what the fuck?
It's going
to be a hard no. Hard pass. Like, that's fucking trippy. Yeah. I don't.
That's. So, and it, again, it doesn't state as to how they pick anybody or how they choose their.
No, not really.
Like, who they're going to. Fuck up today?
No. Nobody really knows. There was another story that I heard where I'm just gonna be full of stories. where these two men, they left somewhere and they were in a parking garage. Mm-hmm. Well, within that parking garage, there were kids surrounding one of the men's car.
Oh.
And he's like, what the hell's going on? What do y'all want? And he said, one of the kids, he was like an older one. He was like, you said you were going to take us home. You have to take us home.
No, I didn't. Mm-mm.
And they would not leave. And they got aggressive. And they were like, you said you were taking us home.
Yeah.
Take us home. And that gives them access into his car, which they need.
Yeah.
So eventually they ran from the kids because the kids started chasing after them. Ran to the other guy's car, jumped in that car, and they tried to, like, block them in, but they somehow got out.
Yeah.
And they were, like, at the top of the parking garage. They drove down real fast. Mm-hmm. They almost got to the bottom. When those fucking kids were in the middle of the fucking road.
Yeah, no, at this point.
Mm-mm. Towards the bottom. How did they get from the top to the bottom that fast? I feel very passionate about this topic. Can you tell?
I'm getting goosebumps from like the passion and how fucking scary this is.
Yeah, like the fact that like they were at the top.
Yeah.
Now they're at the bottom.
Literally, that's been
and
my life.
Throughout all of that, he was thinking like, when did I ever say I was going to take them home? When did, and he thought back to earlier that day. Well, I want to say they were at like a shopping mall or something, but they were walking around. And the kid came up to him and was like, can you take us home when you're done or something like that? Mm-hmm. And the guy was just like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Like, what, I just blew it off.
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't.
You're not going to find me when I'm done. Whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they fucking waited. And they knew what car he was in.
Oh, that's fucking scary. And is it only at night or is it during the day too?
During the day too, which is even scarier.
Yeah.
Look around.
I'm looking around. I'm saying, fuck them kids.
Fuck
them kids.
Them kids. Yes. So a science writer, apparently there are science writers. Her name is Sharon A. Hill. Mm-hmm. She concluded that black-eyed children encounters are just like passed on friend to friend ghost stories.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I don't think so. I believe people have actually seen these kids and we're all SOL.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
I watch videos on like YouTube about this or
actually,
anyone recording?
There is one YouTuber. He strictly does videos on black-eyed children. Mm-hmm. He apparently has like this sound, this audio that apparently, if you play it, it attracts them.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently. Okay.
Apparently. Okay.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to try it.
You don't want to try it. So if anyone's out there wanting to try it, you could try it.
You
and
can
then
try
just
it.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely YouTube it, find it. I don't know his name. I don't know any of that.
Yeah.
But apparently he has that that will attract them. And apparently he has videos where he's seen them. But in my opinion, they look fake. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to believe it until it happens to me.
Oh, my God.
I don't want it to. Yeah. I don't want it to. No, thank you.
No, that's not.
Let's not do that and say we did it.
If anybody out there wants to try it, just let us know. We would like to hear. We'll talk about it.
Please email us.
Yeah.
From healthycanepodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
So I actually found a website, which I thought was really cool. I found it on Reddit. I unfortunately did not get the name of it, mm-hmm. but I believe the subreddit is Black Eyed Children Stories or Black Eyed Kids.
Black Eyed
Encounters,
Kids.
One of those. It's either children or
kids.
Or kids, mm-hmm. one of those. But I found this website called Mexico Unexplained.
Okay.
What I thought was really cool is they have a specific page where they talk about Black Eyed Children stories that have happened in Mexico.
Ooh, and you know, those? How are those? Like, was it interesting?
I have one for you.
Yeah, one. Ooh, let's share one.
Okay.
Do it.
But first, what I want to do is, I actually found this within all of that. An online article stated that 1 year in Mexico alone, there were 2 sightings in Tijuana, 4 sightings in Monterrey, 3 sightings in the state of, Tamaulipas. I don't want to butcher it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't like butchering things. And 11 sightings in the state of, Sinaloa. Like, I know it, but I can't pronounce it. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
You're trying your best. It's okay.
I am. Yeah, so there were that many sightings in those, 4 or 5 places.
Jesus Christ.
Alone. 4 and places.
It really makes you think, like, if they're not real, they're not real. But if they're real, it's people really, like, I've experienced this. So I want to share it. So something must have happened.
But I mean, some people lie.
That is true, yeah.
They're
I don't want to say it's on your mind, but there are some paranoids.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's the crazy part. Like, don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like I said, I have this story that I'm going to read for you from this website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so her name is Maria Gonzalez. She opened up her door after hearing constant knocking.
Mm-hmm. I think of that. Let me in.
Let me in. Let me in. Oh, my God. We're going to have to post that. Fuck, I didn't even think that.
Oh my God.
Can I start over?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So her name is Maria Gonzalez. She opened up her door after hearing constant knocking. Her home was located in the modest neighborhood of Tijuana, the largest city of the Mexican state of Baja California, mm-hmm. right across the border from San Diego. It was late afternoon in March of 2016 when Maria was getting ready to start dinner as she always did at this time. The 2 children on her doorstep were about 10 years old, a boy and a girl, with their heads tilted slightly downward.
Mm-mm.
Remember I told you they always look down or their backs are to you.
Ugh,
they were wearing what appeared to be homemade clothing. From what Maria could tell, the children were very pale and very even features. Even though they spoke perfect Spanish, she knew that these children were not from her neighborhood. Maria thought to call her 3 children to the door, who were about the same age as the 2 standing before her, but something told her not to. Ooh, I got chills.
Mm-mm.
She even asked if they were lost and where their parents were. The children replied with their original request for water and permission to enter the house.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Maria asked them again if they were lost, and the girl of the 2 repeated, "No, we want to come in."
I'd have been like, oh, that sucks.
Sorry, pal. Maria was at a loss as what to do. It was when she grabbed her phone to call her husband that the 2 children finally looked up. What Maria saw filled her with terror. After making eye contact with them, she screamed while slamming the door at the same time. The 2 children had solid black eyes, something Maria had never experienced before. The sight of them had been so the sighting of them had disturbed her that she couldn't speak of it for days. Maria was not the only sighting of what has been termed black-eyed children in Tijuana that year. In fact, the same sort of thing had been happening throughout Mexico, from northern Baja. Ooh, yeah. I don't want to pronounce that wrong. To somewhere else.
Oh my God.
Since about the year 2002.
Damn.
That's the story of Maria.
I was in second grade. Yeah.
When?
In 2002.
No, fool. This happened in...
No, I know, but I was saying like that year I was in second grade.
Oh,
I wasn't
from
there.
When it started?
Yeah.
All the way to 2016.
Fuck, I'm old.
I got chills.
That's creepy.
I have mad chills right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't...
Let me in.
I don't... Like, and like, they're so persistent. They're like,
no,
let
I'm coming
us in.
In. Yeah.
We need your permission.
No, you don't.
To come in.
Mm-mm.
Tell us we can come in. Like, that's how they are.
I'll tell you, get the fuck out of my face. So I'm gonna tell you. Honestly, this like makes me like not want to help a child like ever.
Never help like a child. Sad. Fuck like, them kids.
That as bad as that sounds.
No,
I'll be
man.
Like, no.
Children are like the one thing I'm very cautious about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even just real children.
Wait, what?
Like real children. Like real children. Mm-hmm. But like when it comes to ghosts, and hearing that they mimic the sound of children, and those are usually demons.
Mm-hmm.
And we will definitely hit base on that eventually, because mm-hmm. that is very serious, and I don't play when it comes to that.
This is definitely like some form of birth control. Hopefully we're helping with that.
Someone, we're helping someone out there.
Yeah.
Like
this is helping me. No one ever have children.
Never, ever, ever,
never.
Ever.
Because you know how they say, was it toddlers or children in general, they can see a ghost, or they could feel stuff, or
yeah,
experience the paranormal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of how pure they are, or how I think that's the term,
they haven't
right?
been
yeah.
baptized, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I actually have a cousin who apparently, I don't know if you know, but I'm from New Mexico. Have I ever told you that?
No.
Like I was.
I thought it was just like a little town in Houston. Oh, but
no,
you're actually born
in. I grew
in
up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Near Houston, but yeah. I'm actually originally from New Mexico.
Oh, tight.
Yeah,
I always wanted to go. Let's go.
I'll take you to my little town. We can go to Roswell. My deal lives there.
Let's fucking go.
Let's do it.
Let's
okay.
Do it.
Yeah. So, my cousin Dylan, mm-hmm. When he was little, apparently from what I was told, I don't know if I should believe it or not, but he was in the living room by himself or something, and he mm-hmm. was like giggling, and like they're like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm talking to the man."
Oh.
And they're like, "What are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "The man right there." And he's like pointing at the wall.
Oh no.
And they're like, "Who? Mm-hmm. Like, what does he look like?" And he started to describe him. Apparently, he was talking to my grandpa.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Yeah, and scary. Like the crazy part is, yeah, he's seen pictures of him, because we all have pictures around our mm-hmm. our house of my grandpa, my dad's dad. But the thing is, he had never met him
mm-hmm.
because I've never met him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He died before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan is like in high school right
oh,
now.
Wow.
Like
okay, so he's still pretty young.
He's literally the baby
yeah.
of our whole family. So if I've never seen my grandpa,
he definitely has never.
Yeah, just pictures. But the fact that he was like, "I'm talking to the man."
Mm-hmm. And he described him like down.
Apparently. I wasn't there. I wish I was.
Yeah.
I would have flipped my lid.
I'd be like, "Dylan, we need to talk. Come
Dylan,
here.
Dylan, let's
do
go.
A little hand thing. Come here.
Come here.
Come, come here. Come here, little dilly.
Dilly. Dilly, dilly.
Dilly, dilly. Oh,
yeah, God. But that's wild. Like,
yeah, that seems like, but.
They see
they
things.
See, yeah, I believe that.
Because
mm-hmm. I've heard that from so many people, and it's just creepy.
Yeah,
I
definitely
want children.
Agree. I want children. I just don't
I
want
would,
them to
yeah.
see things.
Just close your eyes the whole time.
Shh, don't talk.
don't look at me. Don't look.
All right, so I found this this Reddit. It's like I said, I found all of my Reddit sources are the Black Eyed Kids stories, not encounters. Sorry. And this is the user Alfredon Rendon.
Mm-hmm.
Alfredon. And it's titled
okay.
"My Father's Bizarre BEK Encounter." And here we go. I recently found this subreddit and wanted to share a story my dad has been telling my family for a long time. It took place about 15 years ago, 2003. That's 15 years ago.
That's pretty recent.
That was That's 16 years ago now.
Yeah, but it's like we're alive when it happened. It's not like one of those, oh, it happened before a time.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
To think 16 years ago is 2003.
A lot could happen in 16 years.
I'm shook to the core.
I'm shooketh.
All right. So he says, we used to live in Mexico, more specifically in Mexicali, Baja California. Mm-hmm. We lived in an urban area. The story is a bit different since he saw a woman instead of a child, but it still counts, right?
We'll find out.
So one afternoon, my father was doing the usual when he heard knocking at the door. He quickly answered and was met with a Caucasian.
I
want to
know what the usual meant.
You know, cleaning. Yeah,
the usual.
He quickly answered and was met with a Caucasian woman, a bit on the chubby side, wearing some really old clothes that looked handmade and clearly weren't from this time period, looking down.
Mm-hmm.
She told him, "Can you give me water, sir?" To which my father replied, "There's a water hose."
There's a water hose.
He's like, "There's a water hose. You can use that."
Fuck, that would be me. I'd be like, "I'll turn it on for you."
But the woman insisted on coming in. My father told her no. So She looked him straight in the eyes, and that's when my father saw it. Her eyes were completely black. She walked to the side of the house and pursued. Oh my God, she defecated on the sidewalk. My father lost track of her after that, and the next thing that happened was a bit paranormal. From that day onward, for about a month, I have chills.
Oh, no.
An owl would constantly fly and stand on the same place she had defecated. Chills back
that
to owls.
Scary.
And that's all of the story. My father isn't usually a superstitious fella, mm-hmm. and even though it may sound a bit bizarre, he has always told the same story. Oh,
okay.
My God. Ooh,
so
and
someone
then
just shat on his sidewalk. That would be.
Yeah, she took a shit.
What if it was like your local, like, just crackhead?
Crackhead.
Yeah, down the street.
Oh, so fuck. There goes Sally
the
again.
Taking shit on sidewalks.
Yeah, but apparently someone commented on it. I'm so glad I pulled this up. But apparently there's an owl connection between aliens and owls in Alaska.
Oh, God.
That's what Scary Carrie 74 said.
Isn't that what that movie was based out
the
of?
The Fourth Kind.
Yes, bitch.
I forgot
oh my
about
God,
that.
I love that movie. Dude, that movie.
Supposedly,
oh
that's
God.
Based on a true story. That's what this girl's mm-hmm. saying. Damn, I forgot
I look into
all
that.
About
I was in
that.
Alaska.
And it just takes back to the whole alien thing that I was saying.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, now I'm convinced it's real.
It's real and they're aliens. They're not entities. They're mm-hmm. actual full-blown aliens.
Yeah.
So we've decided they're aliens.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're gonna have to talk about this.
We gotta change the internet.
Yeah. Ooh. So that's the story. My story of black-eyed children, that's black-eyed kids. B E K.
I have a whole day. I have the rest of this Saturday to do stuff, and I think I'm just gonna stay home.
Just stay home and think about aliens and
just not leave my room. And anybody who knocks on my door, I'm just
not
gonna answer.
I'm not gonna go drop you off until I'm done getting ready.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be here alone.
That's fine.
Because last night, I told you earlier, but we heard noises.
Mm-hmm.
And, bitch, yes,
yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm.
And what happened? You had said the door opened?
Oh, my God. Apparently, the bathroom door, like, cracked open. And, like, it's.
Y'all don't have, like, a little, I guess at my house, when the AC turns on, like, the whole house, like, there's, like, a little shake thing.
Oh, like, the shifting.
I guess because it's, like, an older home.
Yeah,
this
I will definitely keep I'll post about anything that has happened. If you're
Ooh,
interested, let
also
me know.
You should do a video like a camera, but I would be too scared to do like a camera. I've always wanted to do that, like just put a camera in my own home just to
no.
see. Like what but like to see what Bruno my dog does like
Bruno's
when I'm not there, but then
man.
I'm kind of scared to like what the fuck does he do when I'm not there?
You see him he's
straight up just like
on
opening
your
the
bed.
Honestly, I would not
would you
be surprised.
Past him?
Nah, he knows better. Whoop that ass. But just kidding, I don't hit my dog. He goes outside. He's trained.
Just
and
kidding,
I don't know
I don't
how
hit my
he's
dog.
Trained. I love my dog very much, even though he's an asshole. He's a winner dog. Yeah. well, like, I would be scared to see him, like, opening the fridge. Or, like, he's all
he
making
gets
a
on
meal.
His hind legs.
Yeah, like, he's
no
just
thumbs.
Acting. Exactly. Like, imagine. That's why I don't want to put a camera in my home, but I kind of do it.
I'm pretty
time.
Sure Bruno wouldn't be making a sandwich or anything, but
yeah, I'm like, yeah, we don't
he
have any
might
groceries.
Let someone in.
There you go.
I also didn't tell you. There was one night I stayed up past my bedtime.
That's what is that, like 10?
1 o'clock.
Oh. What is your bedtime?
I usually go to bed before 1.
Okay.
Or at 1.
Yeah, that's like a, I feel like that's like a thumb rule. Like, you gotta go to bed
before. Yeah. But this night I stayed up past it and I was the only one awake. And in my closet, I heard my hangers move. Like the screeching.
Oh.
Because mine are metal.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm going to take you into the closet. In a
no, you're
bit.
Not.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you it.
I'm not moving from the seat.
Nope. It's always cold.
It's always cold.
There's not an air vent. I feel like a little cold. There's right not now. An air vent oh. in the closet.
Okay.
Why is it cold? Since day one that I moved
Since
in.
Since day one. It's been cold.
It's been cold, and I've
you
always
do, like,
had
a history
eerie.
Check on this place or something.
Apparently, this used to be a motel. It was a really bad...
I could see that.
A really bad neighborhood.
I thought you were going to say a really bad motel. I was like, did they get bad reviews?
Bad Yelp reviews?
Yeah.
No, like, apparently, like, this was a bad neighborhood. Like, this is where the dead-ass the crackheads used to be in this side of town. It's the only reason I found out, like, because, I mean, I'm not from here. I don't know the area. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up around here. The old maintenance man told me,
yeah.
And he was just talking to me, and he was just like, oh, yeah, you knew, that, like, this was a motel, right? And I was like, no, and insert street name motel is what it used to be called. But, yeah, it used to be a motel, and then I had a friend come over, and they tried telling me that a bunch of prostitutes died in this apartment. Like, and I was just like, that's not funny.
That is not. That is
we do not joke about that. Yeah. That's but terrible. I don't think it's true. R.I.P. to those queens. You got to do what you got to do to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
No shade.
But if it were a motel, I mean, they have a lot of bad history. Just motels are
yeah, definitely.
In general.
Yeah, no.
You don't know what happened. I throw down, what, is it South Presta? Those motels look fucking sketchy as hell. I always wonder, I'm like,
what
going
happens?
On? I wouldn't, like, there was a time where, when I had my car, I would, like, roll down there when I was, like, driving through downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see, like, there was, like, a boat parked in one of the parking lots. I don't know which, I forgot which one. It was, like, down either Presa or, like, Roosevelt. And every time I would drive past that motel, that same boat was there. And I'm just like, okay, who does this belong to? Why is it still there? Like,
yeah.
Days, weeks later. I don't know. Motels are just scary.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
I don't trust them. Mm-mm. I don't know. Do you feel cold?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just me, and I was kind of getting scared because it's like on the side of my face. And I was like, excuse
no,
me,
I
please
like
back up. Please back up.
Personal space.
Please back up. Okay, no, it's back.
Back
I was like freaking out. I was like, because when I said please back up, it like went away.
Oh, ma'am.
Sir.
I'm like waiting for like that big red cat to move. I hope not. Like, are you done with it?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, so we are done with our stories for today's episode. Episode two. And I just want to say, just make sure to follow us on social media. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
We're currently on Spotify as well.
We're on Spotify. Dude, do you know what we're on?
No.
Okay.
What are we on?
Sorry, let me pull it up real quick. We are on... Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and SoundCloud.
Bitch.
We're on all of them.
All right. Well, yeah, follow us. Twitter is at FHTC Podcast.
Yes.
That's the same will be with our Instagram as well.
And Facebook.
And yeah. If you do want to email us some stories or topics or just talk to us in general, hit us up anywhere, really. Our email, though, is FHTC Podcast?
No.
What?
From Hell They Came Podcast.
From Hell They Came. Is it all spelled out?
Yeah.
I don't even know my own podcast email.
I didn't think about it. Like
from
when
Hell They Came Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about people typing it. I didn't think about myself or you.
Right, now we have to sign in and like, well, fuck, it's a long ass name.
Like, all like that.
Well, yeah, just make sure to follow us, spread the word, and thank you again for listening. If you listen, checking us out. First time doing this, so we're trying our best.
This is our
here.
Second time.
Yeah.
Second time, because it's our second
it felt
episode.
Better. I think we kind of knew what we were doing, but not really still.
Yeah. The first time it felt really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't
that
drunk.
That was
yet.
A tea help.
We did get a little toasty.
This time there was no twisted tea. But there were.
I mean, we could have gotten drunk red. If we wanted to. Mm. It's. Brunch.
It's a possibility.
We could have done brunch. Oh, yeah. We should have done that.
Damn. Mimosas, you know what? Next time. Bet.
Big bet. Big mimosas bet. Next time. All right. I'm so down for that. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Like Maddie said, please definitely reach out to us. Send us your stories. Send us your mom stories, your aunts, everyone's stories.
Everybody.
Don't forget to follow us. Bye, freaks.
Bye.